الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم، فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة، وكلا وعد الله الحسنى، وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما، درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة، وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward, the promised reward for those who fight and assist in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the reward of the mujahideen. So Allah says here in this verse that those who sit back from the believers, those who do not fight in the path of Allah, غَيْرُ أُولِ الضَّرَرِ, except the handicapped person, that person has a valid excuse for not fighting fi sabilillah. Allah says these people can never be equated with the mujahideen, with those who fight fi sabilillah. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and when they fight with their wealth and with their lives. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that those people who fight fi sabilillah, staking their wealth and their lives, so their reward of course has to be greater. It has to be more than those people who do not fight. Allah says, فَضَّرَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the mujahideen, again Allah says, the mujahideen بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, those who sacrifice their lives and their wealth fi sabilillah, Allah has given them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised their ranks with them over those who sat back and didn't fight fi sabilillah. But here Allah subhanahu, and before this, the background to this part of the verse, غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ, except the handicapped. What happened was, when this verse was revealed, and this is mentioned in the books of hadith, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his katib Zayd radiallahu anhu, and he said, write down this verse. So there was an import, and then there was a slate, and then he was going to write. And when he wrote, so he said, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The verse came like this, that those who sat back from the mu'mineen, they cannot be equated with the mujahideen. So Zayd radiallahu anhu is writing, and there's another sahabi who was blind, Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu. So Ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu was there, and he's a blind sahabi, was behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, but what about me? I cannot fight fi sabilillah because I'm blind. And then this part of the verse was revealed. So Allah revealed, غَيْرُ أُولِ الضَّرَرِ, except the handicapped person. In other words, all those who have a valid excuse for not fighting fi sabilillah. So then of course, then they will also get this reward. It's because of some valid excuse they are not fighting. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And then Allah says, each group, in other words, the group of the mujahideen and the group of the qa'ideen, those who sat back and didn't fight, Allah is going to give them al-husna. Allah is promising them of al-jannah. Al-husna means the best reward, which is jannah. From here we understand, mufassirin right, that jihad, waging war fi sabilillah, is not something that is fardu ayn. It's not an obligation upon every single individual. Rather, it's fardun ala al-kifaya. It is an obligation of sufficiency. In other words, if in a country there is a war that broke out against Islam and the Muslims, and now a group of Muslims, they stand up and they fight and fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the path of Allah, then if this group is a sufficient group that stood up to fight fi sabilillah, then this responsibility now, or the balance of the Muslims, will be relieved of this responsibility. But if ever this group becomes dependent upon other Muslims to assist them and help them to fight fi sabilillah because they are not sufficient, then it will become fardu ayn upon the Muslims of the neighboring countries, etc., to come and assist them. But if it's not like that, here we see in this verse, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, each group, the group of the mujahideen and the qa'ideen, those who didn't fight because jihad was not obligatory upon them at that time, Allah is still promising them al-husna, al-jannah. But remember, those who fought in the path of Allah, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, their reward is definitely more than the qa'ideen. Allah says, وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Again, Allah is repeating this. Definitely Allah is going to give you tremendous reward. And what is this tremendous reward? Allah explains it in the next verse, darajati minhu. Your darajat will be raised for you in Jannah. Wa maghfira, second thing, you'll get forgiveness from Allah. Wa rahman, you're gonna get Allah's mercy upon you. That's the third thing. And the hadith explains it in Sahih Bukhari. It is mentioned that for a mujahid, there are 100 daraja, mi'at daraja. And between every two daraja, bayna darajatain, there is the distance of kama bayna samai wal ard. Like between the heavens and the earth, the distance between the heavens and the earth, Allah explains, the hadith explains that between every two darajat, that will be the distance. So darajatin minhu, so these darajat for the mujahid, who will grant them this? Minhu, from Allah. Allah will give them this in Jannah. Wa maghfirata wa rahma, forgiveness and mercy. Wa kana Allahu ghafura rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. Wa akhir da'wana.